Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
As you know, we are in the month of August and we began a series on leadership, something that we need to learn as the rest of the year comes into play. In the first week of August, we talked about act differently. And last week, Pastor Mark Chu talked to you about hidden with God, two important lessons on leadership from the life of David. Today, I continue on the vein of leadership from the life of David with a message entitled Growing Pains. David grew in his leadership. And just like a child, just like you and me, there is a pace of growth. And with that comes some kind of pain. Growing pains are a normal part of growing up as we develop muscles and skills in those areas. And that's what it is. And they're meant to be outgrown over time and season. As we develop these muscles and skills, we become the leader that God intended us to be. Our foundational verse for this week comes from Psalm 78, verses 70 to 71. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be shepherd, to be the shepherd of his people, Jacob, of Israel, his inheritance. This verse says he chose David. To be a leader is not something we choose, but God chooses. He chooses us to be leaders of our own lives, chooses us to be leaders of our own homes and families, the entities that he's entrusted to us, the people and the places that he's entrusted to us. Notice where it says that God chose David and took him. There is a choosing and a taking, and that's what you call a calling. When somebody is called by God, there is a sense of not you calling yourself. The whole idea of calling is someone calls you, and there's a place of growing in that calling. It is God who chooses and takes us from where we are, and we don't call ourselves. Interestingly, when you look at the life of David, there were calls from different people, as we will see this message unfold. It's kind of like being a pot that is somewhere around all other pots, and God chooses you and finds you and takes you out of that pile of pots for a specific thing that he has called you to do. Further, you'll notice, it says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 13, "So Samuel, who took a horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David." David had no idea that he was just a shepherd boy, but he was to be anointed as king over time. Too far away from his older brothers, he was definitely chosen by God and taken by God away from the sheep pens. Now notice what happens next. In verse 13, it says, "So Samuel, when he took that, the Spirit of God fell upon David powerfully," because there's now that sense of a call from God. Now, did he become king overnight? No, he was still a kid. But there's a calling. A calling comes if God chooses us and we don't call ourselves. But secondly, a calling is God uses people and circumstances to get us there. For instance, in verse 18, it says, "One of the servants of Saul, when he was having demonic interferences, that I've seen the son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre." He needed someone to comfort him. Notice where it says that he was not chosen because he was a leader or he was anointed by Samuel, but because he could play music. Now notice where it says next, "He's a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." Notice how this thing works. He can play lyre. It's not necessarily a linear way when God calls you. It's a process. What you need to know is God is with you and he's calling you. Interestingly, the circumstances changed overnight. Saul then begins to envy David and wants to kill him. And rather than the pot that he was thinking he was chosen by God, he ends up in a pile of rubble. That's how God calls us. He chooses us, he anoints us, he calls us, he takes us out. At the end of the day, he still deals with us. He breaks us apart because he knows the kind of vessel that we are may not be ready for who we are supposed to be as leaders. Meanwhile, as we look back in the verse in Psalm 78, it says he chose David his servant and took him from the sheep pens, from tending the sheep, and he brought him to be shepherd. Notice what it says, from being a sheep, shepherd of sheep, he brought him to shepherd his people. A calling is to a purpose. The reason why God has to break us sometimes from the pot that we originally were is because for the purposes that he's called us, for the things that he's going to put in there, we may not be capable of keeping it. Thus, God starts with reshaping us for His purposes. He does that to expose our true motivations. He does that to prepare us for the kind of vessel we are destined to be. That's how leadership works. Whether that's leading your own personal life, whether that's you being a father, there is a breaking part in that process, which is growing pains. Notice what it says in verse 71, to be shepherd of his people, Jacob. When you're called, you're not just called to a purpose, you're called to a people. And trust me, when you start dealing with people, nothing is that easy because people means a lot of people. It starts normally from an internal individual. That's what it means. If you can't even lead yourself, you don't have the ascendancy to lead a family. And if you can't lead a family, you will not have the ascendancy to lead a village. You will not have the ascendancy to lead a tribe. And you certainly will not have the ascendancy to lead a people. When someone is called by God to lead, it's always to a people, and more than that, it is to a place. When you look at the life of David, there was an individual place where he began leadership in his own father's home, and then in Bethlehem, and then in his village of Judea, in the tribe of Judah, and eventually the whole nation of Israel. The process by God, which God takes us, takes time. The reason why is because He's trying to show us, He's trying to reshape us, He's trying to form us gradually into this leader who can lead his individual life, his little family, his little village, his little tribe, and his people. When you jump from individual to people, you most likely will not make it. But that's how God processes our calling to a purpose, to a people, and to a place. But more than that, we find in the same verse that we, our foundational verse, it says, the next verse says, and David shepherded them with integrity of heart. More than just the calling, God caused David to have character. God knew that character was important to become the leader he was meant to be. A calling will alarm you. A calling will set you. A calling will draw you out and take you out and choose you. But it takes character to be the leader that you were meant to be. Abraham Lincoln once said, character is like a tree and reputation is like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. When we realize that there is more to a leadership role than just being a reputation and a shadow, we need to be the real thing. When you start thinking in terms of trees, trees need roots, and those take time to grow. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 says, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character. Notice the progression. Glory in our sufferings. We are all vessels meant by God to fulfill something, to contain something, so it can be poured out to other people that He ordained us to lead. But to get there, He begins by breaking us up because He realizes our current shape, form, and makeup is not capable of housing the very anointing oil or the things that He's going to put in us. Some people think that after God has cracked them, okay, great, I can lead now. Well, not quite. More than just cracking you up, He probably will pulverize you because that's the only way He can ultimately start mashing that word into your heart, into your system, building that character so He can make you soft enough so He can shape you. This is the process of character. Whenever I think of character, one of my heroes is Winston Churchill. Churchill, for most of his life, was prepared from childhood to teenage years to manhood. But what's interesting about Churchill was he didn't really do a lot of super things. He did some great things until he became a journalist. But at the age of his 60s, he was really ebbing and all his reputation and power was slipping before his own eyes. It was until he was 65 years old when the world will call upon this man, prepared and ready as the Nazis began to invade Europe, to be the man that God would call to prevent Nazism and fascism from spreading all over the world and in Europe. He would become the prime minister at 65 years old, but he was ready and prepared to face the odds. In many ways, Churchill's life was the way that Europe was saved. He was the guy that God used, but it took character. A broken man, character formation includes setbacks and pain. When we're not ready for that, we think that we're not achieving our own growth. What we really should be doing is we should be allowing these setbacks and pain to mold us and form our character. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4 continues, because we know, and this is important, you need to know that suffering produces perseverance. You see, here's the equation. Growth equals change. Change equals loss. Loss equals pain. Growth equals pain. And some people want to go from growth, growth, growth. No. The way you grow is there will be changes. When there are changes, there will be losses. When there are losses, there will be pain. And if you want to grow, there will be pain. The reason why is because once God has shaped us, we think we're ready for the role of a leader. What He typically will do is put you in a shelf and leave you there to dry up, because character is something that is not simple. Actually, if you want to understand how character is formed, expect some pain. Character is best defined by the 1828 dictionary as a mark made by cutting or engraving as on stone, metal, or hard material. Hence, a mark or figure made with a pen or a style on paper or other material used to contain writing, a letter, a figure, used to form words and communicate ideas. That's what we know about characters in letter format. But notice where it says that back in those days, it meant a mark made by cutting or engraving on a stone or metal or hard material. In fact, in the early days, characters looked like these. They were like a coat of arms of households. It's expressed the meaning of the kind of character of that particular letter or name. Character is important, and to understand that forming it includes pain. Understanding the reason for that pain is important. You might have pain because you're in sin. You might have pain because of something stupid that you did. But you can also understand that that pain may be necessary, even if you did something stupid or wrong, to shape your character. Understanding the reason for your pain is so important in developing your character, and hence you're becoming a leader. Secondly, embrace the reasons for your the lessons from your pain. Sometimes we don't want to embrace the lessons. Sometimes we are so offended, we become bitter, rather than embracing the fact that this is character formation and there are lessons that can be learned from the pain that we experience. Thirdly, we can turn our pain into gain. And when we become bitter or when we try to forgo all of these lessons, we lose the gains that some of this pain may have caused. I've told my own sons that in the midst of COVID and all the pain that's happening, there's a lot of gain that can be had from character formation. When we allow God to shape our character, we will come out of the current pain with a lot of gain. And finally, when you are in a situation of pain, it actually allows you to increase your threshold for pain. The more you allow that, the stronger you get. It's kind of like doing pull-ups. The starting point to a good pull-up is your hands need to be able to grip the bar. And trust me when I tell you, that alone is painful. But the more you hold on to that bar, the stronger those grips become, the pain thresholds get stronger, and then you're able to do greater things from that. In the last year, I've had anger issues, and it showed up in some of my dealings with the staff and primarily with my wife. And I went to this man, his name is Phil Bonasso, a man I've known for 30 years, and I asked him for counseling. You see, it's painful to ask for that. At my age, at 64, to ask somebody that I need help is important. But I also understand that with that pain comes gain. In fact, one evening with Phil helped me understand some paradigm shifts in the way I think. It made me understand some cracks in my own character that I need to fix. Because unless you still want to change or want to make sure that the future is going to be better, you should be willing to expect pain if you're shaping character. Secondly, it takes time. Notice in Psalm 127, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. This is talking about children being shaped in character. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. When I was a younger father, I used to read this verse practically once a month because I wanted to have a revelation from God how to shape the character of my children. Children are not a tax bracket, right? Children are not a tax exemption. They're actually a gift from God. They're actually an offspring and a reward from Him, but they're like arrows in the hands of a warrior. Are children born in one's youth? I remember when I started thinking about arrows and how arrows today are made of fiberglass and other materials. But back in the day, they were made of twigs. You know, the only way you can have a straight twig is you have to whittle it down. You got to remove the knobs. You got to soak it in water, let it dry again, remove the knobs, shape it again. It takes time and pain. Expect pain and expect delays if you want to have the character that God wants you to have. Expect that moment when you're in that shelf, and just when you thought that moment was over, God, why am I here for so long? Why are things not happening for me? You know what the next step is? Into the kiln. And in that kiln, you will find the fire that God needs to put in your life to completely make you who you were meant to be. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, God speaks to Samuel and says, Samuel, do not consider his appearance or height, for I've rejected him. Speaking about one of David's brothers. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And when it comes to the heart, there's a lot of shelf time and there's a lot of kiln time, because God wants you to be ready when He calls you out, when He sends you forth for His purpose. And right now, you might not be that person because the character is not quite there yet. Expect pain. It takes time. And finally, because the whole idea is your calling and your character is for a lifetime. Because God wants you to be the kind of vessel that can contain, glazed enough, powerful enough, strong enough to contain the thing that He's called you to do. The purposes that He's integrated in you one at a time, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, to become who you were meant to be as a leader. Character is the second most important thing that the verses, our foundational verses, show us. And meanwhile, back to the verse, it says in verse 72, David shepherded them with integrity of heart. Yes, we need calling, we need character, but we also need skillful hands. He led them. Leadership involves calling, character, and finally, it involves competence. There is a level of competence that we need to be able to be the leader that we're supposed to be. Competence is best defined as the ability to do something successfully and efficiently. Let me explain. It's one thing to have a calling, because a calling gives you a resolve, a resolution to say, this is not about me. God called me. God chose me. And thus, I can have the resolve to fulfill the calling, no matter how hard it may be. In order to be able to do that, you need to have character, which is what qualifies you. But when you don't have competence, you will not have success. Resolution and calling gives you resolution. Character qualifies you, but it's competence that gives you success. And David had all of these three. When you only have competence and character without resolution, then you'll have indecision. When you have indecision, you'll be double-minded, and eventually you will give up. When you have calling and competence without character, you will eventually get disqualified. Think about all the great leaders you know who had the character to stand the test of time that disqualified them, and thus their leadership was short-lived. Best example, Saul. Now, when you have character and calling without competence, you will plateau. You will not be able to go the distance because you don't have the elements of competence to give you success. Hence, you will have eventual failure. In other words, you need these three things coming together in your life. Your calling, to have the resolution, your character that qualifies you to be the leader who you're supposed to be, your competence that gives you the success. Now, when talking about competence, I need you to understand some things about competence. Number one is, be honest with yourself. Now, there's a saying, never stop dreaming. And I completely agree. I'm a dreamer. I believe in good things. I believe in big things. But let me put a caveat. When it comes to competence, stop dreaming. Because you can't be good at everything. And you need to know exactly what it is you're good at. For example, I don't care how smart you are. You might not be a good plumber. Go hire a plumber. The secret behind competence is to identify your strengths. The key there is to be honest. It's true also with identifying your weaknesses. When you identify your strengths and weaknesses, then you begin to understand who are the kind of people you need to surround yourself. What are you really good at is one of the questions you need to be asking yourself. Secondly, what energizes you? You may be good at it, but it doesn't energize you. And thirdly, ask people around you if they agree that you're good at that. And ask them also where your weaknesses are, because that will help you understand where your true competence is. Secondly, be wise. Realize and understand that you cannot be good at everything. Competence means the narrow path of knowing where God called you to be and the kind of character He's been given you to be able to be competent in that area of your life. And finally, stay focused. In 2021, stay focused. Stay focused on what? Your calling. Stay focused on the purpose that God has given you. Stay focused on the people that He's called you to lead. Stay focused on the place that He's given you, your character, because that's important, and expect the pain, expect that it takes time, and expect that it's for a lifetime as you develop it. And as you have competence in these areas, because you're being honest and being wise, you can stay focused and be the leader that God has called you to be. As we end this service, I want to ask you to take a piece of bread and a cup, and I want you to join me in a proclamation about who Jesus is. Join me in this word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the leadership calling you have placed in each of us. Whatever it is in our personal life, whether that's in our personal life, family, vocation, communities, and ministries, we recognize that this is a calling from you. We realize that this calling demands that you develop our character and competence. Give us the resolve to stay true to your call, the character to keep us qualified, and the competence that we may have for success. We proclaim that in you we will fulfill your destiny for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.